Staying in school can make you smarter. Really. A new study by researchers in Norway has found that students who remained in school longer than other students the same age had higher IQ scores. In the mid-1950s, the Norwegian government began requiring students to attend school until they were 16 years old, rather than allowing them to drop out at 14. Communities had until 1972 to phase in the compulsory education reform, which meant that for nearly 20 years, youngsters in some municipalities went to school for 7 years and others attended class for at least 9 years. That gave Taryn N. Galloway a unique opportunity to see what impact the extra 2 years of education had on the intellectual development of students. Galloway, a researcher at the University of Oslo, explains that all young men in Norway are required to undergo a cognitive assessment, or IQ test, for the military draft at age 19. So she and her colleagues were able to sift through data on 107,000 draft-age young men, correlating their years of education with their IQ scores obtained by the military.
The young men who were basically forced to stay in school for 2 years longer actually did have higher IQs. So based on that, we were able to say that increasing compulsory schooling did actually have an effect on their cognitive abilities as measured at 19 years of age.
The average IQ score on the intelligence test is 100, with most of the population falling somewhere between 85 and 115 on the scale. Galloway says students who got a full 2 years of extra schooling showed an IQ gain of more than 7 points. Those with just one additional year of compulsory education during the phase-in period gained approximately 3.7 IQ points.
So that's still quite large. They're going from about average to fairly well above average if they were affected by the reform.
For years, there's been vigorous debate among psychologists about whether a person's intelligence is the result of smart genes or a nurturing environment in infancy. Galloway's results seem to support the nurturing side of the nature versus nurture argument. She suggests getting 2 extra years of academic practice during the middle teenage years may also help boost IQ scores.
I think it's because you do learn general thinking skills at school and you're able to practice them and you have lots of opportunity to practice them. So this was a 2-year, you know, extension of compulsory schooling for 2 years. So they were able to simply improve their skills.
Taryn Ann Galloway's article on compulsory education and IQ is published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Jessica Berman.